When was the last time that you felt ashamed of what you'd done? It's not a nice feeling, is it? And like Adam and Eve back there in the Garden of Eden, our natural instinct is to run and hide from God. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Yeah, shame makes you want to cover your face. I mean, how would we feel if every wrong thought, every mistake, every appalling thing that we'd ever done were turned into pictures and hung in a public gallery for all to see? We'd never show our face again. Perhaps you know Jesus' parable of the prodigal son, about a young man who rebelled, took his inheritance and squandered it on loose living. When the money ran out, he fell on hard times, which is what inevitably happens when we rebel against God. But eventually, Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 17, he realized that he had been very foolish. He thought, "All my father's hired workers have plenty of food, but here I am almost dead because I have nothing to eat. I'll leave and go to my father. I'll say to him, 'Father, I've sinned against God and done wrong to you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son, but let me be like one of your hired workers.' So he left and went to his father." The turning point came when his hunger outweighed the shame of going back to his father and admitting his mistake. If you know the story, though, you'll know that Dad welcomed him back with open arms. That decision to turn back can be a struggle. So if you're ashamed, if you're struggling, know this. Religion says, "I messed up, my dad's going to kill me." But the gospel says, "I messed up, I need to call Dad." That's God's word, fresh for you today. And please don't forget that I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book. It's called How to Get Close to God. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com. May you be blessed as you receive His word.